Hello there, you awakening wonders. It's Thursday, and as yet, Jesus Christ has not returned to Earth. But we need you, Jesus! Come back! Let us know in the chat and comments if our Lord Jesus has made himself clear, plain to you through some sort of apparition. Doesn't count if it's in toast. Doesn't count if it's in a cloud. Or an actual Jesus incarnate, emanating light to change the world because we need it. Do them Trump documents show an intention to invade Iran? Is Rand Paul ratcheting it up a little bit, gal?
Yes, is
he ratcheting it
certainly
up a
is.
Bit? He's do you? Oh no, you didn't, Rand. You didn't just go there in Bill Gates' world, did you?
Certainly did.
Rand goes to Gates' land because a lot of people aren't willing to start saying in public Bill Gates and Fauci were costly contributors to the pandemic. It's Thursday. You tell us in the chat right now, what do you think the role of Bill Gates was in the pandemic? What do you think Fauci's influence was, benign or malign? If you're watching us on Rumble right now, press the red button and join us on Locals. That's our community. We've got a community. That's what people need, isn't it, Gal? Community.
That's right.
If you're watching us on YouTube or Twitter or something so young and modern, I ain't even heard of it yet. Twitch. Say for all I know, you're watching this on Twitch. For all I know, you're extraterrestrial nation watching this in the future. You got it out one of them pods people used to do. Don't do that so much now, do we?
No.
Like pods for the future. They were always doing that when I was a kid. We're going to bury this in a pod for the future now. We ain't got a future. If you've got something, don't put it in a pod. Sell it. Sell it before the Mad Max apocalypse times are upon thee. So, hold on a minute. I've got some really vital and important points to make. Yeah, Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
Rand Paul. We want Rand Paul on this show. If you know Rand, or if you are Rand, look at yourself now. Oh, yeah, I am Rand. If you are Rand, come on. Come on, and we want to talk to you about this stuff. Because even though he's a Republican, isn't he?
Yep.
And didn't he have some shares in some sort of pharmaceutical company?
Oh, we won't get into that.
It's not as bad as other people's. And because I think he's a good independent political voice. And if there's going to be change within the system, it's going to come from alliances, from people from the left and the right that are willing to challenge establishment authority. And Rand Paul is willing to do that. I like his hair. It's like a baby's hair. Well,
in terms of like that alliance that you just said then, there were moments a few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, where Rand Paul and him and Bernie Sanders were both interrogating the boss of Moderna. And it was like, oh, look, working together.
You're charging too much for your vaccines, they were saying.
Saying stuff like that.
Allegedly.
Might be a reasonable price for a booster. Everyone needs a little boost once in a while, and some people are willing to pay through the snout hole for it. So we're talking about that, Rand Paul. I'm doing a bit of yoga later. Stay with me for that. What are you laughing for? Because I burp.
It was the burp, yeah.
I'm trying my hardest. I'm trying to get through life. I'm just a human being. I've got a digestive system, just like anybody else. I've got all sorts of systems that I'm running simultaneously. I'm breathing. I'm digesting. Cells are being created. I'm in a tune with subtle realms. I'm doing my very best. Let's have a look at this. And, oh, by the way, because I've got to tell these people, my on-screen assistant, my friend. Like, you might be watching us on YouTube. In a minute, we're going to go on Rumble because we told you during the pandemic that powerful political figures were not obeying their own rules and regulations. Well, now we know for an absolute fact that they weren't. While you were watching funerals on YouTube, while you were missing the birth of your baby, while you were losing jobs and losing your mind, they were having the jingle bell mingle. This is during Tier 3. Do you remember Tier 3? Tier 3 said things like, do not move a muscle, you'll kill a nan right up her lung pipe. And they were jingling and mingling during that. Look at this. Like, this is Tier 3. You're prohibited from socialising with anybody you do not live with or have not formed a support bubble with. Support bubble. In any indoor setting, private gardens or at most hospitality venues. You are not going to believe this video that we're going to bring you when you see the powerful boogieing on down while you were locked up in your home. But there's no room for any systemic change. Everything's fine. Just keep voting. Just keep handing over your tax money. Barack Obama, he ain't handing over his income tax. He's getting advice on how to avoid laws that he helped pass. Before we get into all of that, and by God, you've heard there's a hell of a lot happening. It's a crazy world we're living in. We're going to have a little look at Rand Paul. And Rand, if you're out there, and we know you are, come on our show. And if you've got access to Rand, make sure he sees this video. Look how nice we're being about Rand. Right, here's Rand on Fox questioning Bill Gates and Fauci and their role as architects to the pandemic response and whether or not they benefited in ways other than, of course, helping everyone, which is always their main motivation. You know that now. That's what billionaires do, isn't it? And bureaucrats, they help us. Thanks. Thanks for your help that's made you so rich. You must have helped us to be that rich. You must have have helped me so hard. You must have helped me so hard in my privates. Let's have a look at Rand Paul on Fox right now.
But we all know that Communist China covered it up initially. How are you going to get the truth now? They won't even allow an investigation into the Wuhan lab.
Yeah, it's not easy, and they haven't been forthcoming. I think the only way to convince them is that it won't all be about blaming them because we participated in funding this. The blame equally should go not only to Chinese authorities, but to Anthony Fauci and all those who advocated for this. But there has to be a reassessment. Look, Bill Gates has been over there recently. Bill Gates is the largest funder of trying to find these viruses in remote caves and bring them to big cities. So what happened in China is they...
It's a beautiful way of framing it. That's part of what gain of function research requires, finding novel viruses that as yet haven't made an interspecial jump, experimenting with them in order, supposedly, apparently, and most plainly and overtly, in order to create a vaccine for a disease that doesn't exist yet. Just if some stories are to be believed, I'm talking about Schellenberger's recent revelations on this show that the Wuhan, the coronavirus began in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which I think is in
China.
Yes, that's where it is. Yep. And I heard that the first three people, Hu, Yu, and Zhu, were all working in that lab. Don't be childish. And so if Fauci, of course, is the person, because under Barack Obama, gain of function research was banned in the United States. So they transferred it to a little old place, you might have heard of it, called Wuhan. And indeed, it seems that Bill Gates, and we can't prove this, and we've got to be careful about this, haven't we? Especially on YouTube. Rand Paul is saying, and we've got no reason to doubt him, I don't think, that Bill Gates is the number
this
one.
Research. Yeah.
He's funding it.
That's what he's saying.
Certainly, he significantly funds the WHO, 88% of its total philanthropic donations come from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Certainly, Bill Gates set up the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization, $750 million he put into that. For the first part of his life, it was all paper clips and windows, wasn't it? It was all about, like, he helped us in a much more mercantile and observably profitable way. Now, Bill Gates' help has moved into much more diffuse and yet still helpful forms, mostly medicines.
Stay free with Russell Brand. See it first on Rumble.
If you become a member of our locals community, you can watch these conversations absolutely live. I might be talking to Eckhart Tolle. I might be talking to Vandana Shiva. I might be talking to Jordan Peterson or RFK or Marianne Williamson. And if you want to join us live, you can by becoming a member of the locals community. Just press the red button on your screen now and sign up. You'll also get access to weekly meditations and a whole host of other valuable assets that bring you deeper into this community, because I believe that independent media has a role to play beyond conveying information. Let's face it, the mainstream media is curating information and creating propaganda. So independent media has to become a movement. We have to create an axis where spirituality, activism, personal and collective awakening all alloy into a glorious new, I'm going to say obelisk rather than phallus, of change and transition. And I'm very excited to meet one participant in that, in some ways very much a child of lockdown. It's Adrienne Mishler, better known as Yoga with Adrienne, which is an interesting name, but nevertheless, we aspire after Adrienne in so much as she has created an online community showing hundreds of free videos with over 12 million. Is it 12 million YouTube subscribers worldwide? Thank you very much. And if you've got a question for Adrienne, let me know in the chat. Adrienne, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
It's good to see you again.
Likewise.
The first point I want to make is that you are, in a sense, a creation of lockdown. I don't mean that you are a grim Frankenstein figure, a result of a terrible laboratory accident.
Allegedly.
More that you came to prominence and popularity during the lockdown period because many people necessarily, understandably and wisely sought solace in yoga during that time. When you began your channel, how did you imagine it might go? What were your intentions and how do you deal with it now that it's become a very significant cultural movement?
The funny thing is, there's Benji getting... going to his spot. He knows. He's like, this is where I belong for this conversation. The funny thing is, we started the channel in 2012. I think a lot of people may not know that or realize that the channel is over 10 years old. And I met my partner in the channel, Chris Sharp, on the the movie set of a film that he had co-written and was directing. And I was acting in, playing the role of Polly in a punk rock band of three women, naturally. And so we really enjoyed working together. And I was already devoted to being a yoga teacher and practicing yoga. I was a theater artist from a very young age. So it kind of started from the kind of passion project space that one has as a creative person. And I think that's the real blessing of the whole bit, is if we had set out to start a business or a channel that reached millions, you know, it would have been tough, because it's really hard to be yourself, believe it or not. So the fact that we were like low stakes, starting this as a passion project, hoping to make a little bit of extra money, maybe to make some movies, you know, that was the original intention. In 2015, we did the first 30-day yoga journey in January. And I think that's when things started to really pick up and we realized, wow, we can really help people here and make this more accessible.
My assumption is that if you practice a lot of yoga, a lot of mindfulness, a lot of meditation, it cannot but change you. I don't see yoga as a sort of ancillary to the New Age movement that can sometimes seem, well, by its very nature, somewhat traditionless and rootless. I see it as a way to cultivate a different type of awareness, conquering the constant caroming inner activity, the endless and nagging thoughts that sometimes won't leave me alone. And I was very curious to learn that since we last spoke, and I hope this is an unrelated subject, you've been recovering from panic and anxiety disorder. How can you have suffered from that when you are a yogi? Doesn't it sort of somehow protect you from that? Because I know a lot of people watching this right now will be suffering from anxiety. Let me know in the chat. I'm looking at you guys, Sensitive Hearts 25. I'm looking at you all. Let me know if you've suffered from anxiety disorders and panic, and if yoga is one of the things that you guys are going to. So were you surprised and concerned, and has it shaken your faith in the ability of yoga and comparable techniques to help you deal with those kind of things?
Yes, I'm so glad you brought this up, because for many, many moons, I was quiet about my experience with anxiety and panic because of the very thing you mentioned. Because to me, it was so astonishing that me, yoga with Adrian, like this ridiculousness of how could I get so hard hit with nervous system breakdown? And all I can say is that I'm finally in a place where my nervous system can actually say, this is a serious subject for us to tend to our nervous system and to consider all the parts that contribute to nervous system balance. That's hormones, that's like, you know, talking about the news, like the type of information we intake. But I think with the pandemic years of 2020 and 2021, coupled with, admittedly, a personal share, doing a hormone therapy to freeze my eggs, you know, at my age, the combination of those things just tipped the boat for me. And we all have these moments where the boat tips, and that's when we need to remember that the yoga practice is all about showing up with what is. I think we all wanted to show up and be helpers so much so in 2020, 2021, that I just kind of lost track of my own practice. And my body reminded me, we have to come back if we want to be of service. What are people saying about their anxiety?
Young Toast says, Adrian, you truly got me to love yoga. I was never into it because I found it boring, but now I basically need it at least a couple of times a week on my rest day. It makes me get back into my body, which I have a hard time ever doing, especially as an autistic and ADHD adult. I liked it that you said that you took your panic attacks and anxiety as a kind of route back to embodiment. Can you explain that a bit more, please?
Well, you mentioned the word faith. Like, did it kind of allow me to lose faith or garner more faith in yoga? And it scared the shit out of me, because again, I was like, how could this happen? How could I let this get so far away? And part of it is like, you know, I did do some hormone therapy, but the world is a crazy place. We're inundated with so much. Using this ancient practice to get back to the interior. And remember that the roots of yoga, right, are deeply, deeply rooted in spirituality. So that doesn't mean religion, that doesn't mean one thing over another, but it is a connection back to yourself, right? And the opportunity, this vocabulary, to connect to something bigger than yourself, maybe the divine. And so I feel like, if anything, it was, I can't believe I'm saying this, but this is how I feel. This is, I believe this. It was a reminder from the divine of like what this practice is and what I can do to help communicate and share the depth of that, like what I can do to communicate that to more people moving forward, especially after the pandemic, where so many of us came to it for mental health and physical well-being.
It's fascinating that you talk about access to the divine. If you're watching us now on Rumble, join us on Locals. Press the red button. That gives you the opportunity to join these chats live. And also, exclusively, after we finish streaming on Rumble, we'll be on Locals. And me and Adrienne, aka Yoga with Adrienne, are going to do some yoga. And you're going to talk me through some asanas, some positions. So you can join us for that, but that's only on Locals. So press the red button and join us there. I mean, why are you embarrassed about talking about divinity, Adrian? Because isn't that the whole point of yoga, really, to get past the limitations of the individual mind and access the latent, even unconscious forces that make up the sort of whole of our psyche and give us, you know, when you come to a point where you're suffering from panic and anxiety, you need a different resource. You need to access something else. You need to visit the edge lands. You need to get beyond the ordinary parameters of your consciousness. Why do you feel embarrassed about talking about divinity like that?
That's a good question. I suppose I'm not embarrassed to talk about divinity. In fact, I feel what I'm really relaying, like, and I can hear myself now, and this is great for me as well, is that I'm being reminded of the divinity that's in this practice in a major way. I think what maybe not so much the embarrassment, but just the awareness and attempt at humility of, you know, not wanting to just blatantly be like, and this experience reminded me, I am the chosen one to communicate divinity through yoga to the people in this day and age. I didn't want to make that sort of statement, but I love that you asked me that, because I think now is the time to stop being afraid of talking about the spirituality in the way I feel compelled to. For so many years, I wanted to make this practice, and I still continue to want to make this practice accessible, but I wanted it to be so inclusive, so easy to drop in for so many different types of people over the world, that I was very careful about the way I included the spirituality. And I think since 2020, 2021, I'm like, no, this practice is deeply rooted in spirituality. It makes sense to come back to that and remind people of that.
People need spirituality now, because the material world and its institutions are beginning to fail people. I don't mean that nature is failing people, but it's become plain in the last few years that we're in some seismic shift. It's the end of a particular era, the birth of something new. I'm glad to hear you admit that you don't see yourself as the Lady Christ of online yoga, but there are a lot of comments here that seem to countenance a claim that you aren't willing to make, or rather support that claim. Listen to some of this. Firstly, Claude says, Adrian, have you got any advice for aspiring yoga teachers? We'll answer that over on Locals. Press the red button. You can join us there if you want to hear the answer to that question. But look at this. Look at all this praise. Bordering on hysteria, Adrian. SueBiz22. I've been with Adrian on YouTube long before lockdown. I fell in love with her immediately because of her purity and her incredible authenticity. Marcy Sova, Sova Mama One, says, she saved my life. Thank you, Russell, for acknowledging this amazing young woman. Tajimo, looking forward to this. I found out about Adrian from your last interview. I've been doing yoga with her since. I love Adrian's yoga channel. That's it. And then Zashe says, nice, let's do some yoga together. I've suffered from a major depressive disorder, says CCS Ranch, and Adrian has helped me with that. Thanks, all of you, for those positive comments. Adrian, has that in stark contradiction to the principles of yoga and spirituality everywhere, made you feel a deep sense of vanity, narcissism, and personal power?
No, not at all. In fact, it is a true gift to get feedback at all, right? And I think that it's, yeah, it feels good. It's positive feedback. And it mostly, you know, this sounds so like cliche and like lip service, but it restores my faith in so many ways to just hear people have that connection. Because you have to remember a lot, if not almost all of what I do, I give away for free. So people can pause it. They can stop it. They don't have to do it. They don't have to take my crappy humor. I mean, Benji's cute, so I'd log in for that any day. But, you know, there's so many opportunities to do something for yourself in this setting. And the fact that anyone would choose to do it with me, and that they would finish, and then they would come back when there's no money. I'm not there like challenging people. To me, that's pretty heroic. And I think I mentioned this last time we chatted, like, to me, to be able to show up and do something with a beginning, middle, and end for yourself without an audience, without anyone watching you, without giving any money in exchange, it's pretty amazing. So if anything, I'm just like happy to hear it.
Carry on our conversation, Adrian, with your permission, on local. So if you're watching us on Rumble, press the red button and join us now. I see your Benji, who is compliantly on that mat, almost like a chimpanzee from Mary Chipperfield Circus, doubtless whooped into shape by a life of constant cruelty. And now my dog Bear is going to join us. We let Bear in the studio. We're going to do yoga, not only with Adrian, but with our recalcitrant hounds. Here comes Bear. Let's look at Bear. Shh, come in here, mate. There he is. Look at that. There's Bear. Yay. Will be joining us for yoga. So it'll be me, Adrian, Benji, and Bear. Join us on locals in addition to yoga with Adrian, plus our canine accomplices. You also get exclusive access to interviews with RFK Jr., Richard Dawkins, a whole host of things, meditations, podcasts, so much stuff, as well as my live festival community, which you should be coming to, Adrian, in all honesty, between the 14th and 17th of July. Hey on why. What are you doing? Where are you right now?
I'm in Washington State. So out of the Texas heat, you know, I'm from Austin and I am in Washington State and it's beautiful, drizzly morning here.
Come England, we'll pay you to be at community. We've got a fantastic show tomorrow. We've got Simon Jordan, who's a social pontificator, football expert, and some say the most important and radical voice in the world's game since Brian Clough. Join us for a fantastic conversation around sport and the culture and business of sport. That's going to be fantastic. But now, if you're on locals, you can join me and Adrian. We're going to do some yoga with our dogs. What's that going to be like? It's going to be weird, isn't it? Join us tomorrow, not for more of the same, oh no, but for more of the different. Until then, stay free. Press the red button. Join us on locals. We're going to do yoga right now. Thanks, Adrian. We're going to do this now. And so, can we roll straight in? Thanks, you lot that are watching us on locals. Keep sending your questions. We had that question to answer. Hey, thanks for joining us on locals. I'm still with Adrian. Thanks for staying with us, Adrian. I had that question from Claude. He asked for advice for aspiring yoga teachers. What is it?
Well, I think it is to take your time.
That's take no good. Time. You can't use that. That's no good to Claude. Take your time. Is it Claude? What? Take your time? That's the advice for Claude.
Everyone's in a rush and we want to master the guiding of the yoga as well. If we're rushed, people feel that and feel rushed. So take your time, find your voice. Don't need to overdo it. Keep it simple and be really mindful of your language. How you're asking people to move matters.
Right, Claude, I'm going to offer a counterpoint. Claude, pull your finger out. Hurry up, get a shift on, right? Stop messing about and get on and become a yoga teacher. I'm sick and tired of you pontificating, prevaricating, and making excuses, Claude. Call yourself a yoga teacher, get off your ass and teach some yoga. You make me sick. It's like we can be Claude's yoga parents. You're offering a very benign nourishing, nutritional, somewhat graceful, and dare I offer, beautiful perspective, whereas I'm telling Claude to get off his ass and teach some yoga. And we're actually going to do yoga, right? You don't think that, yeah, good yogi, bad yogi, like good cop, bad cop, you know, to mess with his head a bit.
We actually are his yoga parents. We're not. Could be. We are his yoga parents, so.
Since we are right now in the very act of conceiving of young Claude's yoga career. But please don't take that the wrong way, Adrian. I'd hate for that to be misconstrued as British smut at a time like this. Should we get over onto that yoga mat with those sweet dogs of ours and do some yoga like it's 1999?
Yeah, baby.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for establishing your successful YouTube channel. Thank you for making yoga accessible and light and inclusive. It's really, really beautiful experience to participate in with you. I really hope I get to communicate with you more. It'd be lovely to see you again. It'd be lovely to have you appear at one of our live events. I'd love it. I'd love it. It's really brilliant. Obviously, there's a link to Yoga with Adrian. Not that it's a necessity, but it's so extraordinarily successful. You can download Adrian's app, find out what feels good, and go to her website, yogawithadrian.com. Adrian, thanks once again. That was amazing.
Always a pleasure. Love your energy. And yeah, let's keep in touch.
Thanks everyone for watching. We've got a fantastic show tomorrow. We'll be covering some extraordinary stories around Hunter, the ongoing revelations around Hunter, the ongoing Trump story. We've got so much to tell you, but also we're going to give you a spiritual perspective in order that you may awaken and be free. Thanks once again to Adrian. Join us tomorrow, not for more of the same, but for more of the different. Until then, stay free. Switch on, switch off. Switch on, switch off.